I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on May 13th, 2020. A new report from Synopsys on the use of open source components within commercial software has painted a very mixed picture. While Synopsys found that 99% of the commercial code bases that it audited contained FOSS components, the vast majority of them were severely out of date or unmaintained, with many containing known vulnerabilities. The report also highlighted a shocking number of license conflicts, and while no doubt produced in part to help sell its auditing services, is well worth a read, and could also serve as a useful prompt to commercial developers about the importance of bill of materials management. GitHub sponsors for teams and projects is now generally available. One of the main criticisms when GitHub first launched its fundraising system last May was that donations could only be made to individuals. In response, the company started a beta program in November that allowed a limited number of projects and organizations to also receive sponsorship. GitHub has now made the functionality generally available to all in 32 countries around the world, opening up another avenue of funding for many popular open source projects. Mozilla has appointed Adam Seligman as its new Chief Operating Officer. Seligman had previously held senior positions at Microsoft and Salesforce and joins Mozilla from Google, where he was Vice President of Developer Relations. In his new role, Seligman will lead Mozilla's Pocket, Emerging Technologies, and Market and Open Innovation teams, and will aim to accelerate the organization's growth both in terms of product and profitability. Version 2 of Harbor has been released, becoming the first fully OCI-compliant open-source container registry. The CNCF incubator project is now capable of storing many different artifacts, like container images, Helm charts, and cloud-native application bundles. We'll have more details about this key milestone in today's show notes. The Eclipse Foundation has announced that it will be relocating to Brussels, Belgium. The news marks the second time in the last few months that a major open-source foundation has decided to shift its operations from Delaware to Europe, and comes after the RISC-V Foundation revealed its own plans to move its operations to Switzerland. While concerns about U.S. technology export controls played a large part in the decision by RISC-V, the Eclipse Foundation instead claims that the move will simply bring it geographically closer to many of its member organizations and contributors. Elsewhere in Europe, Germany's armed forces are planning to make a major investment in the open-source Matrix messaging platform. As well as permitting users to install the Riot Chat app on their personal devices, a rollout for secure communication devices is also being planned now that the platform has improved its default end-to-end encryption configuration. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/156. We'll be back on Friday.